Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and his co-host, Stuart, known across the internet as Casual Tater, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. I am one of your hosts, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and I'm joined with my other partner in this show, Stuart.
I am the ruler of the world. I mean, I'm known across the internet as Casual Terror.
That comment comes probably from Civ 5, which...
Yeah, it does.
Which we'll talk about later in this show. But first, Stuart, what have you been up to? What have you been, like, watching or playing? Well, besides Civ 5.
Civ 5. Civ 5. Oh, yeah, it's from Civ 5.
Really, you don't say.
No, I actually haven't been playing as much as I would have liked. But actually everything I've done since we last recorded, we're talking about on this show, so. Yeah, I've been watching anime, been playing Reach, playing Civ 5, watching Dexter. And hey, that's today's show.
Yep, basically. Basically I've done the same. So, that segment was short, but, you know, we're just gonna drag it along to the whole show. So, that whole segment basically is our show. I guess we can go into, Dexter. Dexter's the first episode of season 5. Our first impressions of this season, because, you know, ending season 4, we had a lot of expectations and a lot of predictions, and just, we were just really, really looking forward to this season. So, what did you think, Stuart?
I was thinking, you know, like, oh my god, we were totally right. You know, Aster totally blamed Dexter. And Dexter shut down completely.
Yeah, really.
He called that.
And nobody could see it. It was funny. Everyone thought he was just like, you know, just normal.
Oh, yeah.
It's not affecting you.
I could totally tell, like, he is in total shock.
Oh, definitely.
He was not thinking at all.
Yeah, I mean... It's just crazy. We kind of saw God, what's his name? Oh, I'm drawing a blank. But Deborah's partner, Quinn. There we go. We kind of saw him starting to, you know, investigate, kind of like Dokes, like we also predicted.
Yeah, which I don't know. He really, really came across as an asshole this episode.
Yeah.
Like, he never really confronted Dexter, but the stuff he was saying behind Dexter's back...
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, the thing that shocked me the most was the scene with him and Deborah, where Deborah breaks down and they just... go at it. That kind of shocked me a little. I didn't really think they were going to go in that direction.
Neither did I.
Because those two have always acted like, you know, buddies. You know, cop... You know, the typical cop buddies. So I never thought they'd, you know... throw it down in... Dexter's kitchen.
Yeah. like the day after.
Yeah. Right after they clean up a bunch of blood.
Yeah, it's
pretty weird. But yeah, I'm totally looking forward to this season. This episode was just, I mean, it just showed the emotional side of Dexter. And what I really liked was I liked the flashbacks to where it showed him first meeting Rita. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did too.
Where you saw him, like, you know, talking to her and then saying, you know, I gotta go, I gotta go, hold on, I got it, you know, like he's running to the bathroom and then he kidnaps that dude in his trunk and then.
And then runs back in.
Yeah.
Just says, I gotta go. And runs right back out again.
And then the phone call on the boat when he's dropping the body. I really enjoy that. It really showed that Dexter isn't what he thought he was. He does have emotions, yeah. So.
Well, like the scene like I really liked was, when Dexter was kind of running away.
Oh yeah.
Like he was on the boat and he was filling up gas for his boat, and then he just ends up killing that dude. He had it coming. And then Dexter just kind of screams, because, like, I've been waiting for him to do that the entire episode. You know, just scream, and because I could see it coming. Like, he's going to fall apart, and he totally did.
Yeah. That was pretty good, and, you know, I think they ended it perfectly, where he realized he actually did love Rita.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the rest of this season to see what it has to offer. But, I guess with that, we can go on to the anime we've been watching ever since that article on, that Elf posted about, you know, the dubbed or subbed, you know, anime, which she mm-hmm. prefers subbed over dubbed, because her argument was that there aren't that many good voice actors.
I disagree. I'm in the dubbed category, and I know, you know, anime purists are, you know, like poo-poo on that, but I just like the story, and I don't want to be staring at, you know, have, okay, here's my argument, and I made a comment about this, that, you know, with subtitles on and, you know, them speaking Japanese or whatever language it's in, my head is always in the subtitles, and I never really catch what's going on. Like, I don't catch the little things that you notice when it's dubbed.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I can sit there and, you know, look down occasionally and eat, you know, my dinner or something and still be able to tell what's going on and not miss anything. Because with subbed, you have to watch the screen the entire time.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. But, yeah, see, what I'll do is if I like the series, you know, watching it, you know, subbed, I'll go, you know, once I'm done with that, I'll go back and watch it, you know, watch the dubbed, because, you know, a lot, there's, with anime, you know, translating to America, a lot of stuff gets cut because there's some crazy stuff the Japanese do, you know, in the animes, and I guess the companies figure it won't go too well, so, you know, the Japanese versions are basically uncut.
Yeah.
And I've seen numerous different times where there's been, like, so many stuff that's, you know, so many good stuff that's been cut, you know, from the American version. So if I really like the anime, I'll go back and watch, you know, watch it dubbed on, so, yeah. But after I watch the sub, so after I know, you know, I know the story and I can just go back and enjoy the stuff that was cut.
Yeah, like, I understand, like, you know, like some of the the animation stuff kind of gets lost in translation because, like, they'll talk about it, like, through, like, actually talk about it, and then they won't through the dubbed. Like, an example, I've been watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And it's on Hulu. It's done in Japan, so it's subbed. All the episodes on Hulu. And up till episode, like, 24 is dubbed as well.
Huh.
So you got both versions there. And I was actually kind of going back and watching, like, you know, every couple episodes, I would watch a subbed episode. And I've been noticing that, you know, like, you know, characters seem to be passed out and you see a little ghost flowing up above it. I never really figured what that was until one scene where Al said, you know, like, oh, I've got your soul. It's not going anywhere. I'll put it back.
Huh. Quick question. How is the Brotherhood, whatever? I watched the original, most of the original, but I haven't gotten to watch the new one.
Well, Brotherhood, it's not related to Full Metal Alchemist.
Like, not at all? Not the same characters?
It's the same characters in the same universe, but that's it.
Oh, okay.
And some of the bases are this, like, some of, like, the character backstories are a little bit the same, but the story is completely different.
Okay. I was just afraid it was, like, a remake. I kind of heard that from random people, but I wasn't too sure.
No, what they did is, with the original anime, they went, like, they started out kind of the same as the manga, but then took it in a totally different direction. What Brotherhood is doing is it's following the manga.
Interesting. So I guess, you know, we've been talking about what we prefer. What are some of your favorite, like, anime series, like, that you can think of off the top of your head?
Let's see, I really, really like Full Metal Alchemist. I was into Bleach for a while. Let's see, what else? Death Note was very good. I've seen the entire series of Death Note, and then the three live action movies.
Now, is that a long series or is it a shorter one?
Because
it's either or with anime, it's either short or it's really long.
It's not really long.
Okay.
No, it's not as long as, you know, Dragon Ball Z or Bleach. It's not that long.
Okay, because I've been meaning to get into that because, you know, every time anime comes up, I always hear, you know, Death Note.
Yes. Death Note is very good.
Alrighty. Anything else?
I don't know if you remember this, but years ago, before Adult Swim, there used to be Toonami.
I love Toonami.
On Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it'd be on in the afternoons and then late at night.
Yeah, it'd be on right after school. And there'd be a couple animes on that. But there was one series that I've always kind of liked, and I've actually rewatched it recently. The Tenchi Muyo series.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember those.
Oh, I do.
It didn't last long.
Yeah.
But I really liked them.
See, I've read some of the manga of that, but I've never actually watched any of the anime. But what I read, it was pretty good, so.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. And I can go on, but.
Yeah, so, well, the one I'm watching right now is Yu Yu Hakusho.
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm totally in love with this one. It's really good. But and some others that I can think of off the top of my head were, of course, you know, Dragon Ball Z.
Well, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a given. I mean,
that's why I didn't really even say it, because
I mean, that's the show that turned people on to anime.
Really,
it turned a lot of people on. I mean, it turned me on to anime.
Uh-huh.
But what else? Trigun.
Yes.
Big Trigun
love
fan.
Trigun.
As I look at my Vash the Stampede beanie. what else? Oh, Dot Hack Sign. The first one, not the second series or whatever.
Okay.
Because
there were video games as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they came out the exact same time over here.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, they didn't quite follow, like, they weren't the same stories. But it was in the same universe.
Yeah. See, the first Dot Hack Sign series, I love that series, because it was just, it was weird, and it was just interesting, but the second one was just, I don't know, it was a little too goofy, or too crazy. I think maybe there was some translation issues, because I don't know, but I couldn't get into that at all. What else? Well, I guess those are pretty much my favorites that I can think of off the top of my head. See, I kind of my favorite animes are the action ones mostly,
uh-huh.
Where the characters are fighting, you know, a villain or something. But those aren't the only ones I watch. I mean, I have watched the entire Fruit Basket series, and that's far from, you know, action.
Yeah, I'll say this. Hulu has a huge library.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say huge, but I want to say, like, 13 pages of anime stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Both subbed and dubbed, and sometimes the same show is both.
Yeah, I haven't looked in a couple months, but yeah, I have a bunch of different animes on my Hulu queue that I need to get to once I'm done with Yu Yu Hakusho. But I mean, watching them now, I'm just going through them like crazy, because like Yu Yu Hakusho is only 20 minutes long, and most of the TV series I watch now are like an hour long episode, so.
I know exactly what you mean. I was feeling the same way when I was watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah,
like I'm really going through these fast.
Definitely. So it's kind of a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. But you know, there's so much anime for me to watch, so I'm good. But well, I guess that's it. I mean, I want to have it. You know, maybe. An episode where we mainly focus on some of our favorite animes.
Yeah.
But I just figured since, you know, with the article and, you know, we're both watching anime, I figured we'd touch on it just a little. And I'm probably sure that there are some people who are like, you know, just want us to stop talking about this stuff right now.
Or have not a clue.
Yeah. Probably most of the OFR guys. But, hey, you know, not everything's for everybody, you know. So
true.
I mean, they talk about sports, so. okay, so I guess we can get into the gaming section.
You're going to skip your little thing?
Oh, I forgot about my little surprise.
I have no idea what
started and watched the entire fourth season of Heroes. I finished it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And considering how it's I think I watched the first like three, maybe four episodes, and then I just dropped off on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what happened to me too.
But getting, you know, starting it up again and hearing so many people say how, you know, terrible it was, don't even bother, you know. I kind of enjoyed it. Most of it.
You know, I did too, actually.
You know, most of the carnival stuff I couldn't stand. But yeah. All the other stuff, you know, I really enjoyed.
The way it ended, because that's what's getting me, is like it was setting itself up to be, you know, it could have been a lot better. It could have gotten a lot better again.
Yeah.
With the way it ended.
I'm not sure if this is how I think I heard this somewhere, but aren't they coming back for like a short mini series to finish it up?
I haven't heard.
I thought I heard something like that, like 4 or 5 episodes, like a real mini, like half series or half season. But I hope they do that, or they go the way of Buffy and Angel with, you know, a graphic novel / comic series.
Well, I thought you were going to say motion comics, and I'm like, no, I don't want them to do that.
Oh, no. But, well, the motion comics aren't that bad. Like, I'm really enjoying the Buffy ones. Just, you know, side note of that.
I stopped watching them after three issues.
Really? They've gotten really good.
I can't do it.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't know, but, I'd buy the comics or graphic novels if they continued the story through that, because, like you said, it ended like it could continue to be, you know, really good. It really ended on a good note.
Mm-hmm. It did.
And, like, probably one of my favorite parts of the whole season was, when Siler and Peter were trapped in Siler's head.
Oh, yes.
That whole, you know, scenario of, you know, trying to get out, and then there's that big wall, and it wouldn't crack until Peter kind of forgave Siler.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that part too.
Yeah, I just thought that was just really good writing. And I don't know. Heroes, for the most part, I've really enjoyed. I mean, season one is probably one of the, you know, one of my favorite seasons of any TV show. And then season two was, you know, really bad. I mean, there's no getting around it. But I always say, you know, that's when the writer's strike was, so, you know, that's their excuse. And then season three started out slow, but I enjoyed the last half of it. And for the most part, season four was good, you know, half of it. The other half, the carnival stuff, was just, I just got so tired of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I really didn't like Samuel as a villain. He just got irritating after a while.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he played the actor played it well. It's just the way the character, I think, was written.
Yeah.
I think is probably the best he could have done with that.
That and the dude who could multiply, he got irritating. I think they put him on a little too, you know, more than they should have. But, because he was always there, but he never really served a purpose half the time. I don't know. But yeah, that was my little surprise. I finally finished it. And I'm hoping they do something to finish the story up. Because I don't want, you know, 4 seasons worth of me watching to, you know, just end like that. But, I guess now we can go on to gaming, and what you've been playing mostly. Civ 5.
Yes. It's awesome. Buy it. Civilization, to me, it's not a healthy relationship. It really is not. Like, I think the last time I played Civ 4 was about a month ago. It was one of my days off, and I played the thing the entire day. Like, you heard stories of people, you know, they don't eat, they don't sleep, they don't go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's me when I play Civ.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't eat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not a healthy relationship.
That's crazy, considering you're not that addicted on World of Warcraft. And that's the game most people are addicted to like that.
Yeah. But, you know, with Civilization, I mean, it's just, you know, like, oh, just one more turn. One more turn. But the thing is, as you go on, the turns get longer and longer and longer to do. Because you're getting more and more units, so it's you got more and more units to control every turn. I don't know. Have you ever played a Civilization game?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, it's turn based, so you know every unit, you know, they can move for each turn. So when you got, you know, like 70 units, it's going to take a while for you to move all of them.
Huh.
Especially when, you know, you're going into world domination mode and you're just plowing through countries and it's got to go through the battle animations.
Hmm. Well, I've never played. Like I said, I haven't played any of the Civ games, so if you want to, you know, run down a typical, like, how it actually works for me.
Okay, Civilization, let's see, an easy way to describe it. Think of Age of Empires only turn-based. As in, you start with nothing. You start with a town, like a city, and a warrior unit. And out of your city, you build more warrior units or settlers to go build other cities. You know, and then your empire just slowly gets bigger and bigger. With the more cities that you build, and you can eventually take over other cities from other civilizations when you go to war with them.
Okay.
So, like, my first game, Civ 5, took me 2 days to play.
Oh, wow.
I did sleep, but it did. It took me two days to play the one game, and that's using quick mode.
Good lord! Wow.
There is a marathon mode.
That's dedication there.
Yeah, see, I played against three other civilizations. See, Japan, Germany, Rome, oh, no, it was six, Egypt, and Russia. I forgot Egypt and Russia because I took them out quick. Because Russia, she was, you know, it was Catherine the Great, and she was being a bitch.
Huh.
So she was the first one I took over. And Egypt, it was just a city. It wasn't going anywhere. So I just took it over.
Hmm.
But there is, I can't. Okay. There are five ways to win. You can either defeat all the other civilizations. Just, there's scoring. I don't know how the scoring works because I haven't gone that deep into it. But, you know, you get to play up until a certain time period. Which I think in Civ 5 is 2050.
Oh, wow. So it goes in the future.
Yeah. Like, there's a part in Civ 5 where you're building giant robots. Like, I've seen, like, the unit order in there, but I haven't actually gotten to it yet.
Okay.
And, let's see, there's culture, which is, you know, just have, like the best cities, like the most, you know, the most educated, the most, have, like, the most wonders. Like, you can have, like, New York City build the pyramids, which is freaking awesome.
Well, that's different.
It's really hard to describe. It really is. There's a demo on Steam.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah. It won't let you complete a game, but it will let you get the basis of how the game works and plays.
Okay,
I recommend that.
Okay, I should give that a try, although I'm kind of scared for my gaming life after what you've been saying, how you're addicted to it.
Well, the thing is, it's just, you know, like, one more turn, and like I said, the turns get longer and longer and longer to do.
Okay. See, I have Civilization Revolution on the iPhone because it was free for a limited time, and I still haven't played it.
Yeah, I have played the iPhone one. It's okay.
Well, I mean,
it's not as good as an actual Civilization game.
Yeah, I heard it was very similar to the one on the console, the Civ Rev on the console.
Yeah, I didn't actually buy it. Actually, the demo on the console is actually got me into Civilization.
Oh, really?
Because I played that, and then I'm like, I just want to play the actual game itself and not just the broken down console version. So I went out and bought Civ 4. And that is that.
See, I never touched it because I can't play RTSs on a console. I just can't do it. I'm old school, you know.
I bought it for the PC. Yeah. I bought the actual one.
Yeah, I mean, I've just played so many RTSs on the PC, and it's just grained into me, you know. You know, I can't switch over. But, okay, so 2 days, really?
It was more like 6 hours a day. So it took me 12 hours to beat the game.
Wow. Now,
like an hour before we started this, I started another game with like 12 civilizations. So, and like a large map, huge. So this one's gonna take me a couple of days. Like I'll probably be playing this one game for the rest of the week.
Wow. Wow.
Quick side note. While I was watching anime on Hulu, you know, I'm like, you know, Civ 5 is just waiting for me.
Yeah.
the commercials on Hulu with Civ 5.
Oh, so it's taunting you.
Yeah, I was like, come back. Come back.
Oh, that's just too funny. But, wow, looks like you've been doing a lot of PC gaming the past couple months.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I don't know. What would you recommend me buy? Civ 5 or StarCraft 2?
Civ 5.
Okay.
Because I don't play StarCraft II anymore.
Really?
Yeah. After we talked about it on the episode, nope, haven't played it since.
Now, are you planning on going back to that? Or are you just done with it?
Maybe someday. I probably will sometime to actually finish the story.
Okay. So I guess maybe I shouldn't pick that up then. I guess I'm kind of glad I didn't pick that up, because I would have been mad that everyone stopped playing it right when I picked it up. But yeah, I'll give the demo a try and might pick it up sometime later this fall, because I'm looking forward to some stuff, but there's not too much that I'm looking forward to, which kind of goes into our next topic of the fall lineup of games and what we're looking forward to. Like I said, there's not much for me because, you know, I don't know. It just seems there's been a lot of stuff that's been pushed back to the beginning of next year. And I'm really not interested in the military first-person shooters like Medal of Honor or Call of Duty Black Ops.
Like the games I'm looking forward to aren't those.
Oh, you're looking forward to those?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But like, there are games coming out that I'm looking forward to. They're coming out soon.
Like what? For you know.
Let's see. Well, this week, Resident Evil 2.
Dead Rising. Resident Evil.
Dead Rising 2.
Yep.
Zombies. Zombies. Same thing. Shut up.
Yeah. Same company, actually.
Yeah, so, hey, I was close. Ballpark.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, let's see. Dead Rising 2 comes out this week.
Yep.
I'll probably gamefly it sometime in the future.
I've got that sent right now. I got an email today saying Gamefly has sent you Dead Rising 2. So.
Gamefly, they never send me stuff in the right order.
Well, the trick is, I'm not sure if I've told you, but like when there's a new release coming, like Dead Rising 2, you make sure you have, you know, a game available for them to send you, and you just remove everything out of your queue except for the game you want. And
oh yeah, that's what I did with Red Dead.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure I had that as soon as possible. But, like, you know, Dead Rising, it can wait. Because there's been one game in my queue. I'd say it's been in there since we started this podcast.
What's that?
And it's number one. Prison Break.
Oh, really?
Apparently, either, like, the people who got Prison Break have never sent the disc back, or it's a really popular game.
Oh, they never sent it back, yeah. It's a really popular game, or they just never, they didn't buy that many copies of it, because...
Or all of the above.
Yeah. Or they liked it so much they bought it. Because I've done that with a couple games.
I did that with Red Dead. That was it. Anyway, let's see. Fable 3 is coming out this fall. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I just saw the new multiplayer trailer today. Looks amazing.
Yeah. Apparently, there's some controversy with the beta on the PS3 about with that. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, I know the beta starts next Sunday.
It's only available for certain PlayStation Plus members or whatever. So.
Oh, it's only PlayStation Plus?
I think, yeah. For some PlayStation Plus members, and that's gotten a lot of people upset because, the whole deal with PlayStation Plus is, you know, getting betas early, and this is like, you mm-hmm. might get it if you subscribe to PlayStation Plus, so, you know.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of people upset.
I bet.
But, yeah, that looks interesting. The multiplayer for that looks interesting.
Yeah. Let's see, and I'm actually looking forward to Kinect.
Yeah, the thing with Kinect is, you know, if I could just buy it without Kinect Adventures, I'd buy it. If I could buy it for like $100, day one, you know, I wouldn't hesitate.
I have it pre-ordered, because really, I watch so many movies on my Xbox, like, it's going to get used.
Wow, so you're just going to use it as a fancy remote?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, and hopefully, you know, if enough people get it, you know, then developers will see, you know, like, oh, we can actually develop some really cool stuff on the using this hardware. Like, see, one game I heard announced, I don't know how they're going to do this, Steel Battalion.
Huh.
Do you know what Steel Battalion is?
Yes.
So it's going from about 1,000 buttons to no buttons.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I want to see how they're going to pull that off. So instead of, you know, flipping up that glass button and hitting the eject button, you're going to flip up the imaginary glass button, the glass thing, and press the imaginary button.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, just the thing is, you know, it's $150 straight up, just that and Kinect Adventures. Mm-hmm. So by the time I get that and, like, you know, Dance Central, because I'll get it, because I'm a DDR kid, you know, and there are no arcades anywhere in sight, because they've gone the way of the dodo bird, basically.
Sadly, they have.
And I don't want to use some crappy little, you know, fold-out mat.
Because
I've tried those, and they don't stay on the floor.
Yeah, Dance Central does look interesting.
And it's the Rock Band guys, so I have full confidence.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the fact that they're still, you know, pulling out DLC weekly.
Yeah, they said they're not sure if they're going to do that with Dance Central yet.
Oh.
They're still not sure they're going to do the weekly.
Oh, I'm sure it won't be weekly, but I'm sure they'll still support it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they will.
But, yeah, and that's really, you know, that'd be $200, by, you know, right there, for basically Kinect and one game that I'd play. But I don't know. There's so many features I would use for it, so I'm on the fence, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it, and you know, I'll probably play Kinect Adventures. Just to show my parents, hey, look what this can do.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a Wii in the house, and I've never really touched it. I've played a couple like older games, like Genesis and, you know, Nintendo games on it, but that's about it. I've played the Wii Sports, like, at friends' houses years ago, so, you know, when we finally got one in the house, I really wasn't like, yeah, let's play Wii Bowling, or, but yeah, and it just collects dust. I mean.
Yeah, well, ours was transferred over to my grandparents' house, where they use it to watch Netflix.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Nintendo may be winning in hardware sales, but I'm sure software sales say otherwise. Overall. Yeah. I mean, of course, you got the Mario Kart that, and, you know, the new Super Mario Brothers that sells gangbusters, but overall, you know, I'd still say probably Microsoft and Sony are doing a lot better.
Definitely.
But, yeah, I'm just, I guess if I get it, I don't know. I'm just wondering how it's going to work, like, I mean, like in the future, like, are you and me gonna be able to play a game through live with it? If that's possible.
I'm sure. Like, if not, I don't know. Like, I can maybe see something that's turn-based. Like, that's definitely the first thing. With multiplayer on live,
yeah,
you know, where it doesn't really have to worry about the lag too much.
Yeah, but definitely no Dance Central versus.
Well, maybe even that, because with that, it would just, like, your own console would calculate your own score, and then it would just put them together to match them.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I guess. I'm not even sure if that's a feature in Dance Central. I haven't really looked too much into it.
It should.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Like, I know there's versus with local, but I don't know about live.
Yeah. But I don't know. It'd also be weird to do it because, I mean, it's not like you could talk to the person while you're doing it, because you'd either have to have, you know, a wireless wireless little headsets, which would probably fall off, or have, you know, a headset attached to your controller, and that would mean you'd still have to use a controller.
Or you could have the person going through your TV speakers and then using the Kinect mic.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know if my room's big enough for it.
Well, mine's not. I can tell you that right now. Mine's not.
Yeah.
But it's enough to do the remote, the video stuff. Which, you know, you don't need any size room.
Yeah, I definitely have to look into it some more. I know GameStop's got a special promotion, like 25% extra trade-in credit towards Kinect. And I think I got a couple things I can trade. So I'm on the fence. I got to do some more research. Because I'm a picky buyer, you know. I can't just impulse buy. I have to do lots of research.
Oh, see, I'm the exact opposite. I'm the impulse buy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who ends up being broke real fast. And wondering what the hell happened.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe we ended up having a kind of a long conversational Kinect. I didn't expect that.
When it comes out, we'll probably have one just as long.
Oh, definitely. Especially if both of us get it. Do you know if they're adding the video chat day one or no?
I would assume so, because it was at E3.
Yeah, I saw that, but I could swear I heard something where it said it may not be. I'm not sure if I heard it on some podcast or what, but that would be a fail.
Yeah.
Because that's a big feature. You know, that's a pretty cool feature right there.
Well, yeah, with the integrated video, like, you know, you guys can watch the same videos.
Yeah. But, anyways, anything else you're looking forward to?
Not that I can think of right now.
Yeah. For me,
did I say Fable
3? Yes, you did.
Okay. Then that's it.
Okay. For me, closest thing I'm looking forward to is the Borderlands DLC that is tomorrow.
Oh. Yes, you and your Borderlands.
Oh, I am a Borderlands fanboy. I have like 200 plus hours on that game and I can't get enough of it. So, I'm going to be so thrilled when everyone else is playing it again. But and the DLC looks really cool. I mean, it's the Ninja Claptrap at the end. You know about the DLC, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to be really cool. And I've seen videos of the head of Gearbox. I can't think of his name. He has the last name as you, I think.
Rainy Pit.
Yeah. I've seen a few videos of him, you know, showing stuff off and people interviewing him, and it really looks pretty cool. So I can't wait for that tomorrow, and I'm so glad I don't have class tomorrow, so I can jump on that. Whenever it's released, I'll probably end up studying until they actually release it, but because I'm responsible like that. The Left 4 Dead DLC comes out on October 5th, which, were you ever a Left 4 Dead fan?
Not really. Like, I was for a while.
Like you with the first one you were a fan with?
Here's the thing. I dated a girl who played the game. Like, really played the game really hard. Like, more than I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
But then we broke up. I really didn't want to have anything to do with the game.
Okay. It's a shame.
So that's actually why it took me so long to play Left 4 Dead 2, because I really didn't want to.
Okay. Side note, have you looked at any of the comics that have come out?
No, I haven't.
They're really good. They're on the Left 4 Dead blog, and they're free. You can view them on the site, individual images, or you can download the PDF and view it, you know, anywhere on your computer or any. Like, get a PDF viewer on your Droid and view it that way if you want, but they're really good. They have the first two out, and the third comes out tomorrow. They've had Lewis and Zoe.
Now, are these comics supposed to explain how Bill died?
They're going to. They're going to end up, yes.
Because I remember when I did play Left 4 Dead 2, like people were voting online. Like how he died.
Yeah. But yeah, it's supposed to show how he died and but it's also supposed to give a, you know, like the Lewis one, it starts out like basically the end of Left 4 Dead, you know, the original, you know, I think Blood Harvest, was that the last? I think that was the last. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it shows like the end of that, and then it goes into it progresses that story from there, and then it'll go into flashbacks of like Lewis, and then, you know, then the Zoe one would go into flashbacks of Zoe like before the zombie, you know, infection, apocalypse, whatever you want to call it. You know, it would show what they were doing and where they were when it first, you know, started to really hit. So it's pretty good. I mean, it's free, so I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
And the first two are out, and the third will come out tomorrow. So, you know, I'd recommend giving it a read.
Yeah, I'd definitely have to do that sometime.
I mean, they're not that long. I mean, and what I really enjoyed, what I really liked was one of the latest votes for Left 4 Dead 2 asked what other type of media you would like to see the Left 4 Dead comics, like hard, like, you know, cardback form, like, I guess, comic book form, like television or, you know, stuff like that. So I voted television because I want to see, like, a cartoon or, you know, animated short or something.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I'm a huge fanboy, so I'm going to buy both versions probably. I'm not going to deny it, you know. A lot of people are saying, you know, I'm just going to buy the Left 4 Dead 2, but they'll probably end up buying both. I'm just going to straight up say it. I mean, if anything, it's extra achievements, so.
True.
But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to playing the No Mercy map with Left 4 Dead 2. That'll be pretty fun. What else? The Force Unleashed 2. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I absolutely love the first one.
Yeah, it took me a while to actually get to play it. But I really did enjoy the Force Unleashed.
Yeah, so. And I've watched some videos and some dev diaries, and it looks pretty cool, especially since they're introducing Jedi Mind Trick. So you can use it, and you can make, like, the stormtroopers, like, fight each other and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So that's going to be pretty cool. And it's Star Wars, you know, so. And the story's better than the prequel, so, you know, I'm kind of looking at it as, you know, the real prequels, at least my prequels, you know, because I love the story for the first one. I really enjoyed it. And then, you know, Kinect, we were talking about that. I'm on the fence. I say that, but when push comes to shove, I'm probably gonna buy it. I probably will. Just because.
Yeah, you're probably gonna be hearing me in your head going, "Do it, do it."
Yeah. get a random tweet from you. Have you pre-ordered it yet? No. A couple days later, have you pre-ordered it yet? No. Have you pre-ordered it yet? At GameStop right now. I haven't seen too much of this, but I'm definitely gonna rent this, cause it's what I have seen of it, it looks interesting. Splatterhouse. The, I guess, remake or reboot of that.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I saw some stuff on it in Game Informer, like, God, I want to say more than probably end of last year, end of 2009. But I haven't seen anything on it. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a rent. But what I did see on it, it looked interesting. But, and then. The last thing I can think of is Rock Band 3. I'm a huge Rock Band fan, so, you know, I'm definitely going to pick that up, and I'm debating on whether I want to get the guitar controller, the one that's an actual guitar. Mm-hmm. Because I would love to learn how to not become like a huge, you know, like, I don't want to be like a, you know, a band, get in a real band and be a rock star or anything, you know, because that's just not going to happen.
You want to be that guy who, you know, at college just brings out his guitar for no reason and starts playing.
Yes. Which
that's what you want to
which
be.
I've heard interviews and they said, yeah, the pro mode will teach you how to, you know, be able to pull out an acoustic guitar and, you know, play that song you want to play.
You will become that douchebag. All right.
Hey, hey. you have an acoustic guitar and you play a few certain songs, chicks just melt. I've seen it. But, yeah, that would be pretty cool. But I think they said campfire. You'll be in that campfire situation where you'd be able to...
Kumbaya, Lord, kumbaya.
I could be wrong, but I do not think that's on the set list of Rock Band 3. I could be wrong. I mean, maybe there's a heavy metal version of it that I don't know about, but actually, that'd be kind of cool. Honestly, I'd probably listen to that. But anyways, yeah, that's basically what I'm looking forward to. I haven't played any of the Assassin's Creed games, which I really want to. I'm gonna probably sit down whenever I have time and, you know, give the first one a shot, because I could probably pick it up for cheap.
Yeah, you probably could.
Because I really want to. The multiplayer looks really cool. I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping it becomes a big thing, because it really looks cool.
It really does.
Never got in any of the Fable games. Just, I never played Fable 1 because I never had an Xbox. And I played the first chapter when they were doing that, you know, buy them in 5 chapters or episodes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because, like, the first one was free.
Yeah, and I just didn't like it.
Well, that was the beginning of the game. That was when you were a child.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get into any of the combat.
Yeah. And see, they should have extended it to where you got a little taste of the, you know, that stuff, because it was just too slow and boring, and I'm like, I'm not going to pay for any more of this. But, yeah. So, those aren't on my list right at the moment, but I don't know. And... Oh, I forgot to bring up Fable 3. It's going to have Kinect support, won't it?
It's supposed to. I don't know. I just heard that Milo and Kate Giddy have been canceled.
Oh, I bet all the pedophiles are sad.
So this is supposed to be, you know, Peter Molyneux's, you know, big thing is going to be the Fable 3 now.
Wow, I'm surprised they just canceled it, because they pushed that back in, what, 2009? E3 2009?
Yeah, like when it was first announced.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the things. But the thing is, like, they've, like, just showing, like, what they've done already, like, oh my god, they did that much work, and it's just going to be canceled? Poor them.
Yeah. They're probably going to use all that information on something else, though. They probably ended up canceling it because they saw the potential of, you know, stalkers or creeps, you know, pedophiles. I don't know. But, I guess since, you know, I guess that's it for me. You don't have anything else, do you?
Nope.
I guess with that, we could get into our main topic, which is more Halo Reach, because I have finished it.
Yay, Civ 5. I mean, no, Halo Reach.
Yes, Halo Reach. I have finished it on Legendary, co-op, but Because I'm not doing it on solo. Screw that. Screw that.
Yeah, not going to happen.
That I don't care. I don't care about that achievement. That's just insane. But, yeah, so you want to start it? I know you've been wanting to talk about the story ever since last week.
Yeah. It's freaking awesome. It's epic. It's an epic beginning and ending to the beginning. What? You know what I mean.
Yeah. It's an epic way to start the series.
Yes, and end with Bungie.
Yeah. Personally, I thought the beginning was kind of slow for me. It went by so fast that the story was kind of, I didn't catch on to it as much.
Yeah, like big stuff happened, but there wasn't a lot of story detail.
Yeah. But the second half, you know, it got pretty detailed, I thought, and I was able to follow. And
yeah, because like the beginning of it's just like, oh my god, Covenant, shoot them! Ah!
Yeah. But I really enjoyed the second half. I mean, that was probably the best part, was the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people, it's half and half on the space battle. You know, either some people really loved it and some people are like, you know, it wasn't that great. I don't know why people are going so, you know.
Dude, I can't find a podcast that I like.
Dude, there's lots of them out there. Have you tried the Open Forum Radio Network?
No. I'm about to give up.
What do you like, man?
Dude, what if I want to listen to a podcast about sports?
Dude, they got the OFR Sportscast.
All right. What if I want to listen to a podcast about debates?
Dude, they got Prove Your Point with Blue Man.
Dude, what if I want to listen to a podcast where just a couple of guys sit back, have a couple beers,
that's the 40cast, son.
Really? You got that?
They're all covered up, man. They got all... What else? What else you
dude,
like?
What if I want to hear a podcast about games, but also that entertains me?
Dude, Geeks for the Win, man.
All right. What if... say I want... Okay. What about right. this? Say I want to have a podcast that talks about more music and games.
Dude, that's Section Z-Cast right there, Zabari.
All right. Here's my favorite. Right. If you can nail this one.
Yeah.
What if I want to hear a podcast about just a couple of guys telling real life stories that I can just laugh at?
They got a new one called Angry Mailman. You might try that one, maybe.
Wow, you've pretty much covered everything.
Dude, the Open Forum Network, they got it all, man. Openforumradio.com.
Okay, people. We had a little technical difficulty. The call just dropped. It I don't know why.
Hooray, Skype.
We weren't having any issues. There weren't any static problems. Well, that I can hear. So I don't know what happened. It just dropped. So, yeah.
Moving on.
Yes. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. The space battles were, people's opinions were split. You either liked it or you thought it was generic. I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty cool and it was different. You know, I thought it was a good way to cleanse the shooting palette, or gaming palette, if you know a good break from the normal, you know.
Yeah.
Shooting, you know, hiding, shooting, dying, respawning, shooting.
Random grenade, dying. Random grenade again, dying.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good break from that. It didn't last as long as I thought it would. I thought it would have been And I thought it would have been a little, you know, longer, and it would have been, there would have been more to it, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of basically just being in the same area and shooting, I thought it was going to be you had to, like, you know, fly through, like, you know, a linear path and shoot and...
Yeah, well, in the book, the Fall of Reach, that's where Master Chief is. Master Chief is in space. He's fighting over Reach. Like, he's fighting on the ships. But you never got a sense of he's there with you. Like, they never mentioned it or anything.
Okay. That's interesting. But, yeah, the second half was just epic. I mean, it was just truly epic.
Yeah.
You had the space battles, and you had the helicopters, but they weren't you know what I mean?
Yeah, the, I forget their names.
Yeah, I'm terrible with Halo names, but, yeah, that was really fun to do on co-op.
So, I gotta ask, the one helicopter thing, did you guys kill all four hunters in the disco?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't think of what you meant by... Well, what do you mean by that?
It's like the second one. Like you land and go in and turn off the beacon.
Oh, okay.
There's four hunters, two down below and two up right next to the beacon.
I think we did. I could be wrong, but I think we killed almost every hunter except for... Well, yeah, we killed... I think we did kill all the hunters in the games that we saw.
Okay, because, you know, playing it alone... You know, there's no AI, and there's no AI to distract them, because the AI does such a great job of that anyway. That, you know, I just kind of ran right by him, pressed the button, and then ran out, and just kind of said, "Good luck with the hunters. See ya." I never even touched them.
Wow. But yeah, we kind of went through everything because, and it was kind of easy co-op because you were able to die. And we just thought of it as, you know, oh, if we die, we can respawn, and it's kind of like unlimited grenades because there's always most of the time there's always somebody there. So if we die, it's not a problem.
Yeah, it's a lot different when, you know, you're alone, and you say, "Oh shit, four hunters." You press the button, jump over the ledge, and start running up the stairs. You turn around, you see a hunter charging up the stairs after you, and then you scream out in real life like a little girl. Because that totally didn't happen to me either.
Oh, definitely. Well, you didn't play a co-op, so no one can, you know, no one can verify that.
True, it never happened.
Exactly. But do you want to play co-op?
I probably will at some time. Like this week's challenge, I think I maybe should try to do it this week.
What's this week's challenge? I haven't
checked
yet.
The weekly challenge is to complete a legendary mission on co-op.
Oh, okay. That should be easy. Wait, can you do the first one, the cutscene, and get credit on that?
I doubt it.
Oh, that'd be too easy. But yeah, it's not that bad co-op. I mean, you know. And there's people willing to play, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I still need to get some of the firefight achievements, actually. I've gotten almost all the campaign achievements. Since we did it legendary, so I ended up getting, like, a lot. I still need to kill those damn birds.
Oh.
I know it's only 5 gamer score, but... I need to actually get...
easy gamer score.
Yes, I know it's easy. I just have to get around to doing it. Because when, you know, we were doing it on legendary, so, you know, it was crazy.
Yeah,
I almost had it. I almost got it. Yeah, I almost got it, but I mean, there would be points where we would stop and everyone would be looking for birds and, oh, come over here, Poetic, over here, over here. There's a couple birds over here.
Yeah, I know where they all are. I just haven't done it. See that?
Yeah.
And the one where you have to save yourself from a fall that would normally kill you by assassinating an elite.
Oh, there's a video on that.
Yeah, I know exactly where to do it.
Yeah, the 10th mission.
Yeah.
Beginning, yeah. But the thing, the getting or talking about achievements in campaign, we tried to do the save the, what was it, is the scorpion the tank?
Yeah.
Okay, I get the names mixed up, but we tried to do that, and for the longest time, we had someone in the tank just waiting where everyone else cleared it, you know, cleared the area. Well, we got to a point, like, right at the very end, where we basically had to have that person get out of the tank and help us out. And it I don't know if it glitched or if it did this on purpose, but... we couldn't get it back into it. We couldn't even pass the tank. I mean, when we would get right close to the tank and try to spawn in it, it would push us forward. It would spawn us forward. Right next to the tank, though, was, what was it? Not the ghost, but the other one, the big one.
The Wraith? Or the other one smaller than that?
I don't
know. The new one?
I think it might be the new one. Something with an R. I can't remember it, but that was right next to it, and I was able to get in that. So there was like an imaginary line where it would not let us, and we were like right at the end. So that really sucked. So we have to go and redo that again.
Yeah, there's an achievement on the second mission where you just do it all, like, the entire thing on foot and never step into a vehicle. I did that. It never gave me the achievement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got that, but yeah, I don't know. It might be glitches here and there. Little hiccups. But as far as, you know, main problems, I haven't seen too many main problems. I mean, the first few days, there was, like, some networking problems, you know, trying to stay in host, you know, like, I couldn't stay in the game with y'all.
Yeah.
That one time, but, you know, that's just probably because there was, like, a million people or something on at once, but... or maybe 2 million even, I don't know, but
it was half a million.
Oh, was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, no, it was at the same time though.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I haven't seen anything too major. I mean, that invisible line to getting back into the scorpion, you know, where it would just spawn us forward if we tried. Or even if we tried passing it, it would spawn us. That's probably. I don't know if that's a glitch or anything, or if that's just the way the game is. But that's probably the only main problem I've had with the game. Have you had any major problems with it?
Other than, you know, I did that achievement and it never gave it to me. No. I never really did.
Okay.
But let's talk about the ending.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what you want to go ahead and.
Okay, the couple of days before the game came out, you know, the press had the game and, you know, some leaked copies were out there. And I was looking through the videos on Bungie that people had, you know, posted online. And I saw one saying something about I'm totally blanking on the ship. Autumn something. I don't know why I'm blanking. The Pillar of Autumn. I saw something saying about that. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, my show met Master Chief. It was the last half of the last minute mission. And before I realized it, I had already seen it. Like, damn. I just spoiled the ending on how, like, what the last mission mechanic is.
The after the credits mission, right?
No, the one where you're shooting the MAC gun.
Oh, okay.
No, that one I had no idea. I got.
Well, I think I, that's I, more.
I was surprised that I was still playing.
I think after the credits one is, you know, as long as that wasn't spoiled, then I don't think, you know.
Oh yeah, like I so.
That would have been something to be pissed about.
Yeah. But, like, I had a feeling, like, when you first start up the game and you're seeing that helmet kind of buried in the sand, I had a feeling that was your helmet.
Oh, yeah, because it changed. It was different for, like, if you're playing a co-op, that's your helmet.
Well, yeah,
if I'm playing it and you're playing it and we're playing a co-op, you know, you see your helmet, I see my helmet.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, if you're just starting the game and you have not gotten any other credits, and like that is your helmet, like everybody has the same helmet, so you never really think about it, unless you know you have some, you know, one of the crazy helmets.
We kind of noticed that at the beginning when we started, because I mean I guess we had different helmets on. I think I had the recon helmet that came with the
mm-hmm.
with the game, and I think the other people had something else, and we were like, "Do you see your helmet?" And we were like, "Yeah." What helmet are you wearing? Oh, I'm wearing this. Okay. Well, I see mine. That's kind of cool. But we didn't really think about it like at the end result. We just thought that was cool how, you know, we saw the individual helmets.
I totally knew that was the end right there.
Yeah.
But that was the after credits mission was awesome.
Oh, definitely.
Because like I don't know if this was scripted or not, but I lasted a while, and you know I'm using my. Yeah, I'm out of ammo on all the guns I found, so I'm just using my pistol. And I see four elites charging at me. And I'm like, one, two, three, click, 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 and then I'm done.
Yeah, I just want to proudly say, you know, I was playing co-op Legendary. I was the last one to survive. I just want to say that.
Where did you hide?
I was kind of out in the open most of the time. At the beginning, I was like, okay, what's going on, huh? I was, like, in some little building, and I'm like, what's going on? Oh, okay, I guess we're just playing till we survive. But I want to go back on that, like, Legendary with, like, a bunch of people and just try to see how long we can survive.
Yeah,
because I think that would be really fun. That would be like a true horde / firefight type thing. You know, because you know you're going to die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, you know, to see how long you can survive and, to see if you can get just a little bit further, a little bit, you know. I think that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, like, well, I'm kind of wondering if it's actually a scripted length. Because, like, that's kind of what I was saying with the, you know, I'm using the pistol, and I got the click, click, click.
Yeah, well, see, I ran out of ammo, too, and I ended up just picking up a gun from, like, the grunt, or I think, yeah, and was just using that, and that's like, when I kind of like died.
It was click, 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 and then fade to dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't even... Huh.
So I'm like, that's what just happened?
That's interesting.
Then as I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, yeah, kick him, kick him. Yeah, I see, no, no, he's got a sword, no. Yes, get him off, and no.
Yeah. See, I got, I started getting shot at and I didn't go down, but it did the fade to black thing, too. And I just thought, you know, I died, but it didn't show me, you know, dying like it normally did. It normally does.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is just a certain length, huh? But yeah, that was really cool. The helmet falling, and you seeing from the helmet's point of view.
Yeah.
Your character like fighting and.
But you still never you still never see his face though, or her face.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I did like how the screen cracked when you get hit.
Yeah. I think
the helmet cracked.
But yeah, I've only played Halo 3, ODST, and this. And this is by far my favorite.
Well, like I'll say this. That scene with the pillar of autumn coming out of the warp, that is the opening scene to Halo 1.
Yeah, there's a video somewhere that's supposed to like bridge the two, show you the opening of Halo 1 and you know, or the ending of Reach and then the opening of Halo 1, and it's supposed to like
there's no bridge about it. Like that was the exact scene.
Well, I mean, they cut it together and they show, you know. Okay. Yeah, so that'd be interesting. Now that I've finished it, I can go and look at that, but God, now I just want a Halo 1 and 2 HD remastered God of War style. With, you know. Because I've never played the first two. And
well, they're on the on-demand games.
Yeah, but I want achievements. Can you blame me?
I think Halo 2 for the PC has achievements.
Yeah. But... No, that's coming down.
As a matter of fact, I know it does.
Oh, that's cool. But that's definitely coming. I have no doubt about that. I mean, they made a big deal about Halo 2 not getting support anymore because they were, you know, they wanted to, you know, work on the 360 structure and that supported the. You know, original Xbox and was preventing all kinds of stuff. Well, with an HD remastered, they could, you know, remaster it and put it, you know, use Halo 2 using the 360 structure like, you know, Halo 3, ODST, and Reach use, so.
Well, like those were just completely different game engines, really.
Yeah.
So, I, like if it was gonna be done, it would probably be done by 38 Studios, not Bungie.
By what? By who?
Not 38 Studios.
343.
343. Yeah. 38 Studios. Totally different studio. No,
I was thinking what? 38.
That's Kurt Schilling's studio.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not a Halo fan, you know, boy. But I really enjoyed the story, and you know, it's got me interested in playing the first two.
You should.
But yeah, I'm gonna wait till at least next E3. and see if they come out with a Halo remastered. But because I'm going to have lots of other stuff to play.
Yeah, that's... There's so much stuff we could be playing or watching right now, and there's not enough time.
Definitely. It's just ridiculous. Like, you know, recording this, I missed House, which I have that on the DVR. And that's, you know, that's just for Monday. And there's some other show I have recorded today, but, and then tomorrow, a few other shows, and then we just got done with Dexter, and
yeah,
God, there's so much.
I need to get a TV tuner for my computer. That way I can use Windows Media Center to record.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I need to look into that too.
Yeah, I found one for like $40. That will work the way I need it to.
Yeah.
I just need to buy it.
But anything else on Halo?
How much multiplayer have you played?
I played a lot of Firefight. I don't know if you count that as multiplayer or just co-op. But as far as multiplayer, I haven't really played too much. What I really want to try to do is I want to find, I don't know, maybe if you want to one of these days this week, but I want to try the arena, you know, the 2-on-2 or the.
Yeah, I've been playing the arena. I was going to ask you what your average score is, because season one ends tomorrow.
Like, oh, really?
As of this recording, season one ends tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, I want to definitely get on that because that looks really interesting. I mean, that looks like really fun, you know.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, you get it's a limited playlist to either Slayer Pro or Slayer DMR, and you're scored on how well you do.
Yeah, and it's you and a buddy, or you and. Is there four on four?
Yeah, there's a doubles and then there's a team.
Yeah, but yeah, that sounds really fun. The, you know, you and a buddy versus another pair.
Like it doesn't have to be, you know, you and a friend. You could matchmate make it.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Because
yeah, you don't want to do doubles like that.
I'll end up getting probably some 11-year-old kid who just learned a new curse word or something.
or is freaking awesome and is cursing you out and how bad you are. And you're bringing his score down, which is actually not true.
Yeah. It's like, kid, I have, you know, a lot more to do than you do. I don't play this, you know, 7-8 hours a day, so... Oh, it's crazy. But, yeah, I just don't do random matchmaking. It's just not that fun. It's either hit or miss, and 9 out of 10, it's a miss.
Like, I never wear my headset. So, the only time I wear my headset is when I'm playing with friends.
Yeah, but I wear my headset because it does the audio for, you know, I the way I game, I can't really have the speakers loud. So I have a, you know, headset that does audio and voice, so.
Yeah, I have that too, but I also have a surround system in my room, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, I need to get into the multiplayer more. It's just, right when Halo Reach came out, I had so many other stuff going on. It was ridiculous. So now I'm kind of having more free time, but I'm kind of not because so many things to watch, and, you know, the Borderlands DLC is coming out, so I'm going to have to juggle Halo and Borderlands. And
yeah, I'm trying to juggle Civ 5 and Halo, and guess who's winning?
Yeah. yeah, when it comes down to it, Borderlands beats Halo, in my opinion. And that's just because I'm a fanboy of that game. I love it so much. Gearbox has a thing where if you can get yourself down there, I think they're in Plano, Texas. You can beta test for them and stuff like that. So I only live like 2.5 hours away. So, you know, I'm tempted to go down there sometimes, and, you know.
Yeah, to be like, hey, cuz, even though I'm probably not your really cousin. Same last name, though.
Yeah. I'm tempted to go down there and be like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. you have made me so very happy with gaming. Because, I mean, that was my game of the year 2009. And, you know, the General Knox DLC is better than half the stuff I've played this year, game-wise, even. So, and I'm definitely looking forward to this, but yeah, okay. Back to Halo. Anything else you wanted to touch on?
Let's see. Red Dead Redemption DLC, the Liars and Cheaters DLC came out recently, which gives which puts the poker games into multiplayer. And we should totally have an OFR game night poker.
I traded that game in a while ago.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
For Halo Reach.
We're done.
Can
we're done.
Can you really get mad at me? I traded it in for Halo Reach.
We're still done.
Okay.
No, we really are. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. But I guess, yeah, that's our show. I guess, you know, we're Geeks for the Win. You can find us at thegeeksftw.com. You know, where you can find, I guess, daily articles from our newest writer, Elf. Mm-hmm. And you can find, like, reviews and other articles. Like, Stuart just posted a couple days ago his Halo Reach review.
Yes, and also it also refers back to my beta review, which goes into deeper detail. So you got both of those to really give your Halo Reach.
Yes, and I have a few articles in the works that I'm planning. But yeah, and from our site, you can find, you know, all the other OFR podcasts, the flagship Open Forum Radio podcast, the Sportscast, the Prove Your Point, the 40cast, Zabari's Section Z cast, and the Angry Mailman podcast. Yeah, that's it, right? Did I miss one?
Sounds right.
Yeah, okay. and I guess Pimpin' the Music. I think that's now on the OFR Presents feed, which that'll be added to the site shortly. So yeah. Okay. So many podcasts for so many different types of tastes. So you can't go wrong. You'll find something you'll like. Whether you want your geeky goodness from us or you want, you know, sports talk from, well, three or more podcasts talk about sports, or whatever, you know. So check that out. And you can also find them at the openforumradio.com site as well. If you want to leave us feedback, you can do it, you know, through so many different ways. You know, all from our site. You know, you can go on our site and leave comments. You can click the link to our Facebook page. You can, I think, yeah, there's the emails, you know, on there. Our main email is thegeeksftw@gmail.com. You know, we always welcome feedback, you know, and we are still looking for writers. So if you're interested, you know, hit us up, you know, let us know. And you can also find our Twitter site through our website, which is, you know, thegeeksftw. Yeah. So with that, I guess, unless I missed something, we can go into the shout outs.
Yeah.
Stuart?
Actually, my shout out's more like a shout down this time, because I do a lot of shout downs. But this one's really, really dear to my heart. A coworker of mine is in the beta for The Old Republic, and he would not stop talking about it on Friday, and it just made me mad.
Okay, he gets a shout down from me too, just for being in The Old Republic when I'm not, and I signed up and I want to be in it so badly.
Yeah, I signed up too.
God, I signed up like last year.
Yeah, I did too.
But yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Me, I just want to shout out the usual crew, you know, iFester, Deshane, Vital, Dark DJ, you know, just the regulars I play with, co-op, you know, had a lot of fun. I want to shout down to Microsoft and Bungie because of the, I mentioned this last week, but the fact that the new 4 gigs still can't do firefight and co-op campaign. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
And I guess just shout out to the OFR crew. Just a generic shout out, I guess. Because they're like, oh, and I want to shout out the Angry Mailman podcast, the crew over there, because their bumpers are just hilarious.
They are.
Which you may or may not have heard one by now. If you haven't, then it'll probably be at the end. So check it out. And I guess that's it. Oh, crap, I didn't even mention what episode number it is. It's episode 20, guys. Yeah. And, well, I just said it. This has been episode 20 of The Geeks for the Win, and we will see you next time.
Bye.